Warning, the following broadcast is offensive, marginally funny, and contains no education value whatsoever. It is intended for immature audiences only. It's the White Riot Show. Listen in as Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. talk about whatever they damn well want to talk about. So, turn up the volume, clean the shit out of your ears, and get ready to be entertained. Because we're ready to riot right now.
All right, welcome to the White Riot Show. This is your host, Big Fat John.
And Judo Larry M.
And once again, we're here to discuss the latest and hottest topics of the week. And Judo Larry M., there's a lot going on this week that we could talk about.
There's a lot of interesting things going on, from guns to wars, and the French are actually fighting in Africa.
There you go.
Believe it or not. And a lot of interesting things. Some people have been taken hostage. And
right. There's a lot going on here. Let's see if we could get to all of it. But first of all, let's welcome our listeners again this week. Don't forget, it's time for pimping.
Pimp, 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 pimp.
Pimp, pimp. That's okay. Let's work on the pimping cheer next time, Judo Larry. But right now, let's tell people, go to WhiteRiotShow.com, where you get all your White Riot Show needs. You can also catch us on iTunes, search for White Riot Show. You can go to Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com, search for White Riot Show. Follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/White Riot Show. You could go to Twitter and follow us there, where I'm constantly haranguing New York City Queen Mayor Bloomberg and all her ridiculous proclamations against gun control and liberty. You could follow me there as I badger her. Also, you can follow us on YouTube, YouTube.com/White Riot Show. Basically, anywhere you could think of finding us, search for White Riot Show, and there we are, Judo Larry M.
There's the pimpin'.
There you go.
I think Bloomberg's kind of a pimpin'.
I'm sure he is. But you know, Judo Larry M., one thing I'm noticing, you're a little low energy. I noticed you didn't bring your Fody into the studio this week.
No Fody this week.
What's the matter, buddy?
Just feeling somewhat melancholy.
A little melancholy?
Yeah, all this gun bullshit. And
you don't drink?
He's got me down, so
yeah.
no Fody.
Most people drink when they're feeling down. You avoid the drink when you're feeling down.
No, that's the worst thing, because then you do really just start getting into
that's
it.
That's horrible, right?
Yeah, that's when you wind up with a problem.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a problem that way, but like we said, a lot of things to talk about this week. Let's see if we could bring up the energy a little bit. One of the things we may want to talk about is, hey, have you heard about this Manti Te'o?
No, that's right. You're the sports guy.
Right.
Well, I am, but you're a much bigger sports guy.
Yeah.
We got the football.
Yeah.
We got hockey. We got all kinds of things. I've heard about this guy from Notre Dame.
Yeah, the linebacker.
What's going on with this? I have to admit, I didn't completely
This is totally
it.
Ridiculous. It is actually all rolled into one. It's one of the most fascinating, ridiculous, pathetic, interesting stories all wrapped into one. So this guy, Manti Te'o, he's, I believe, a Samoan Mormon.
Puto.
From Hawaii, born in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
moved to South Bend, where he's playing now, where he just finished his collegiate career for Notre Dame. And one of the big stories of this past college season was that Manti Te'o was dedicating his season to the memory of his grandma, who passed away in September, and his girlfriend, who passed away from leukemia.
Okay.
Beautiful story.
And
he would go to the games. He would point to the heavens every time. Yeah. One finger each for his grandma and his girlfriend. Notre Dame made a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you realize this or not, Manti Te'o was an early leading favorite for the Heisman Trophy. And had he won, of course, he'd be one of the few I think he might have been only the second primarily defensive player to win the Heisman. I think Charles Woodson was the first.
Well, if that's the case, he doesn't want it. Well, doesn't it always turn out to be like a jinx?
Well, yeah.
The guys who usually win the Heisman, don't they usually go on to suck?
Well, I don't know if that's the case or not.
No, well, maybe a few of them.
Right? Some of them do. Some of them don't. I mean, it's really a crapshoot with the Heisman. But so this guy really was one of these guys that, coming into the college season, they really thought that he was a serious candidate for the Heisman Trophy. Now, and if I'm not mistaken, he ended up second in the voting to Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. So he actually had a great season. But not only did he have a great season, but he was really a captivating story. Here's this clean-cut kid, a Mormon, playing for the memory of his grandma who passed away at 72 and his girlfriend who passed away from leukemia. Well, it turns out now that it's been discovered that his girlfriend never existed.
There's no real girlfriend.
There's no real girlfriend. Okay. Her name was like Lene something. Turns out that it's a complete hoax.
That's the part of it that I...
Yeah. Okay. So it was a completely online fabrication, supposedly. So now, the big question, and I'm glad that you really don't know too much about this, because I want to lay out the facts and you tell me what you think is actually happening here.
I think he's been drinking the 40.
There you go. More than one. He's a big boy. But anyway, so here's the thing. So they find out that his girlfriend is actually a hoax. She doesn't exist.
Okay.
And now, which is strange, because this guy kept claiming that he had talked to her, he had met her, he had seen pictures of her. Okay. And yet now she's a hoax. She's a hoax. So now there's been, Deadspin did some investigation. I think there's other characters now investigating this. First of all, she never existed. So supposedly they looked up to see if there were any death certificates, if there were any, records of her being in a hospital or anything. Nothing. So what seems to be happening is that somebody that Manti Te'o knew in Hawaii, in high school, is someone that is what's known as someone who engages in catfishing. Catfishing is where you set up a fake person online and carry on like these love affairs online, and then the joke is at the last minute you tell the person that you've duped that they're in love with like someone who doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Or you pull the rug out from them and say, hey, this person died. You know, or something like that.
Something that...
It's not used to steal money or anything. It's just a way of embarrassing someone.
Right.
And there was actually a movie called Catfishing that was like a pseudo-documentary about this type of thing. So apparently it happens. What doesn't happen is that you don't have high-profile people running around saying that they've met the person that is the bait
right.
And talk to them and they're the love of their lives and all that. So now the question becomes, did this guy Manti Te'o know about the hoax? Was he in on it?
Oh, I see.
Like, did he set it up? And you may say, well, why? And now there's a lot of theories of like, well, if it was a hoax and he knew it was a hoax from the start, why would he have done it? Now, the other thing to keep in mind is somewhere along the line this season, he knew that it was a hoax. He somehow came to find out that it was a hoax, but then he perpetuated it. Like,
right.
He didn't come clean.
I saw an article that one of his family members said it's a hoax, and he knew.
Right, right.
And that he knew about it.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the question is, when did he know? Because, like, one could make the argument that, look, it was a hoax that he wasn't aware of initially, and when he became aware of it being a hoax, he was already in too deep, that it was too embarrassing to come out and admit it.
Right.
So he may have just kept up the lie because, you know, the guy is projected to be a top 10, top 15 pick in the NFL draft. He's like, you know, but now if people think he was perpetrating this hoax all along, how does that affect his draft status?
Well,
because don't forget.
I understand that could affect your draft status, but I don't think it affects the way you play football. So
yeah.
I would probably take a look at the football and just say, look, you know, you've got this stupid thing in your background.
Right.
Don't do it again. And
but it would tell you that he might be like a locker room downer. You know
be.
What I mean?
He could.
Like the people who smoke pot, right? Like they could still be monsters on the field, but you don't want them in your... In your locker room, in some GMs, you know, some coaches,
some
others
would do anything.
Yeah, someone like a Rex Ryan would probably take him in a heartbeat because he's an idiot and he thinks he could convert anyone, right?
And blow him.
Oh well, no, we can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Allegedly, possibly, we don't know.
I meant a blow pop.
I have no idea if Rex Ryan engages in that kind of activity, one way or another.
That's
I have
right.
no idea.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
That's a good disclaimer.
But anyway, so the point here is, and I don't know. See, so my thing is, I'm wondering, now and again, this is all speculation. I have absolutely no proof of this at all. But my speculation is, if this guy were perhaps unsure of his sexuality, of his sexual orientation,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Then he really is suffering a lot of dilemmas right now. I can only imagine what he was going through. For example, he's a Mormon.
Right.
Homosexuality is not necessarily viewed positively by Mormons.
And Mormonism is not viewed positively by homosexuals.
There you go. Throw in the fact that he's a hardcore football player.
Right.
Like, as far as I know, I think only one or two football players have ever come out as being gay. Ironically enough, I think both of them were Samoans, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Like, one was Esser Atulo, from the Vikings. And,
yes.
And again, if I'm wrong, I apologize. I think that guy, Abayadenjo on the Ravens, he's like a linebacker, special teams player. He might be. I don't recall. But anyway, my point being is you don't see too many football players coming out. And we know there's a couple, obviously, just by odds.
Just,
you know,
statistically
there's got to be like 10%, 8% in there at the minimum, right? But anyway, my point being is he was in two real worlds that would have frowned upon potentially this type of orientation.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, you have that where he's trying to hide that and maybe creating this online girl that no one sees, that he doesn't have to bring to parties, that he doesn't have to make out with in front of anybody. Maybe that kind of helps him, right? Because then he could say, hey, my girl is a Mormon or whatever, and she's in California. That's why you don't see me with chicks. I'm faithful to her, right? Yeah. But then he doesn't have to produce her because she doesn't exist.
Yeah, but then why would you go the extra mile of having an online person? Because that's something very visual. People can see it. They might be able to contact
by the way.
And they might be able to find out something about it.
The guys who set up this hoax set it up well. So they had pictures of this woman.
Right.
They had voicemails from her, meaning that they probably got some other girl to play the part. There was conversations around this. So, like, they did what they could to make it seem like a real person, you know? The other thing to keep in mind is, if you think coming into the season that you have a shot at the Heisman, which this guy did, a compelling backstory helps. Because the Heisman is people voting not just on statistics, but it's the best college player, the guy who represents the best. And there is that thing like that guy who won a couple of years ago from Alabama, the running back, Mark Ingram. He's on the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember that year, there was a lot of talk about the adversity he overcame because his father, also Ingram, who used to play wide receiver for the New York Giants.
Oh, yeah.
He was in jail. He wasn't around much. You know, they had that backstory where the kid overcame his father being in jail and stuff.
Mm.
So everyone said, well, that kind of helped him in his Heisman push because not only was he a good player, he had this great backstory.
He was a good guy, yeah.
Right? So maybe Manti Te'o could have also benefited from that. So I'm thinking, and again, pure speculation.
You're thinking that it's a combination of the religion. She's a beard of sorts.
She's a non-existent beard.
Right.
That also happened to help his chances to potentially win the Heisman.
Maybe win the Heisman.
That's my speculation.
And help his draft status,
right. So that's my speculation. I mean, because otherwise...
Let's cover one thing.
Sure.
At what point did he get busted?
Like a couple weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, but how did they find out? Like, who made
Deadspin.
The initial...
Deadspin.
Deadspin.
I think just started doing some basic digging. And one of the things that... It's funny you mentioned that. One of the things that's coming out here is the utter lack of journalistic thoroughness and journalistic fact-checking in this. Nobody thought to check to see where this girl lived. Nobody thought of asking him, like, hey, it's been 2 years that you claim this woman is the love of your life, and yet you've never seen her, you've never produced her. No one has ever seen you together.
Right.
Why didn't you go to her funeral? When you found out she died, if you thought she was real, why didn't you go to her funeral in California?
Right.
And then he came up with some story like, well, she told me that if she ever passed away from the leukemia, that I promised her that I would never miss a game.
Oh, wow, he is gay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Speculatively.
Judah Larry knows no rules of the FCC or any other governing body. I apologize. It comes from being a bodyguard.
Yeah, so when you listen to this story, any possible explanation you may have for this has another really like weird side twist to it. Like, there's this guy in the Cardinals, another Samoan player in the Cardinals, who knows this guy, Manti Te'o, from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And he came out and said, no, this girl is absolutely real. I met her. I know her. He's not lying.
Oh, wow.
So either they're in on it together.
Right. He's either part of the hoax. Or
he was duped.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many layers of this.
He would say he actually met her.
Yeah, because, yeah, you could pay a hooker or just any woman to show up and say, my name's Lene, I'm the one that's dating this guy.
Right.
But, I mean, that's why I'm saying it's so weird and convoluted. Like, the athletic director of Notre Dame, who, again, has plenty of reasons to potentially lie or cover his ass, goes, oh, he's just a good, naive kid who got suckered in by a catfishing operation online. Okay, fair enough. I can buy into that. But then, are you trying to tell me for 2 years he never figured it out?
Yeah. That's a lot of naivete.
Yeah. Watch the interviews on ESPN with this kid. Go to YouTube. Where he's sitting there and he's like pounding his chest and crying and looking up to the heavens, you know, and like, she was the love of my life. She was the most beautiful person ever, not even just physically.
Now I'm wondering, you know, if he's really a Mormon. Because, you know why? Because they believe that you, even when you die, yeah, you go and you become like a celestial god on another planet.
Right.
So she's not really dead. She's just governing some planet somewhere. Like Omicron Sadie 3 from Star Trek. Or Rigel 4, like one of those.
No, but I mean, when you look at this...
Well, that's what they believe.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the facts and go down the list, it's like, I have no clue what the fuck is going on here. Now...
Oh, I do.
What? What's going on?
I think he's allegedly.
Yes.
This is the gayness.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think so.
You think it's driving him?
Oh, yeah. I think, though
we have no proof of this.
Well, we have no proof that he's straight.
Right, right. Oh, good point. Good point. So let's just say we don't know, but if he were gay, this would be a compelling reason
this
to do
would
something
be
like
the
this.
Online beard,
yes,
that would cover him for both macho football,
yes,
and ignorant religion.
And help out with his Heisman.
And the Heisman Trophy? The football draft is coming.
Right.
And after his career, he can go govern Gambas 84.
Yeah. But it really is. It's fascinating the way it's captured people's attention. And I have to admit, it's not a simple story. Like, it doesn't just end with, it was a hoax that he created, or it was a hoax that he got sucked into. You know, it would be easy enough if it just stopped there. But there's all these different varying levels of, like, who knew what, who set
right.
it up, and...
Right.
Who is the common denominator here, and why would this guy claim that he met her if he never did? And then you've got NFL players backing him up, and it's really, really strange. Now you've got Notre Dame players saying that, well, he's not gay because we saw him date women. But,
you know
like,
what they
did you
do.
Really? I don't know. You know
well,
what I mean?
You know what you should do, you go back to your previous point. Now, you said she died of leukemia?
Yeah.
Well, where was she buried?
Well, that's it.
Well,
nobody. Yeah.
Well, that's the way to...
No, there's no death certificate.
That's the way to take
yeah,
care of.
Deadspin looked into it and said there's no death certificate.
There's no death certificate?
No record of this
you
woman
mean like
ever
Obama
existed.
Doesn't have a birth certificate?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Good one. Tying it into the birthers.
They're all from Kenya.
Oh, did you hear that Obama's brother is running for office in Kenya?
Has what?
I have no fucking idea. I just saw the headline.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, another stimulus douche.
Exactly. Yeah, but this Manti Te'o thing is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't get the full story. So thanks for filling in the blanks there. But
so, but you kind of
this is either,
so you agree with me. You think it's
yeah,
just hiding something that
this is a beard or. He made it up as a goof, and then it got way out of control, and he doesn't want to back off it now because he's afraid he looks really stupid.
Well, right now he's admitted it's a hoax.
Oh, he's admitted it's a
yeah,
hoax.
He's just admitting that he just found out lately. Do you know what I mean?
No. In other words, is it a hoax that he started?
No, that he hasn't admitted to.
That's what
he's
I mean.
Saying
not
that
he was a victim of a
right,
hoax.
Right, he's saying he's the victim of a hoax, not that he perpetrated the hoax.
So he admits it, he understands
yeah.
it's a hoax.
Yeah.
All right, well, then there is no dead body, and there's no...
You're right.
No
exactly.
Girl to
yeah.
dig up, no
yeah.
leukemia. Okay.
Yeah.
How's the grandmother? Is she really dead?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said. Yeah, no, her, they actually found dead. Yeah.
So. All right, well, we're going to look into that. The White Riot Show leaves no stone unturned.
It's almost like you would say, like, if his grandma died, why perpetrate the other thing at all?
Yeah, that's
just let it fade into the distance.
Story,
yeah.
Point at the clouds and be a
yeah.
jerk about it.
And the timing of it was his grandma died in the morning, and then supposedly 6 hours later is when the fictitious girlfriend died.
So who died in the evening?
The girlfriend.
No, I know.
Oh,
girlfriend.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, 6 hours later would be the afternoon.
Oh, so I apologize. Yeah.
Morning, afternoon, evening joke.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so really fucked up, really strange story.
Manti Te'o.
So I'm glad you kind of came to the same conclusion I did.
Yeah, this is the beard.
The fictitious beard.
This is the fictitious beard.
Like,
allegedly.
Most gay guys in that situation actually get a woman to be their real beard. So they bring her to parties, they take her to functions and shit
when,
like that.
Do you remember when Terrell Owens said that about Jeff Garcia?
Yes. Well, he said his fiance that they was all an arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For, like, public.
Yeah, she was like a Playboy model and
I heard,
shit
I
like
mean,
that.
You hear this from time to time. I heard that once about Troy Aikman.
Yeah, there were those unsubstantiated rumors, and obviously Troy Aikman is married and has kids. Not that that disqualifies anything, but yeah, there were those rumors about him.
Do you know how to say Tony Romo in Spanish?
No.
Mark Sanchez.
I don't know where that came from, but I like that one.
Well, I was... Thank you. I'm hardcore. Yes. Well, we were talking about the Cowboys, and it popped into my head.
That's a good one. Yeah, how do you say losers. Tony Romo? That's
Mark,
a good one.
Mark Sanchez.
Arriba.
Tito Santana Arriba. All right, but and he plays for Notre Dame, right?
Yeah.
So that's even more pressure.
Yeah.
So that's a Catholic institution.
At a Catholic institution that went on, and the team had a really great year. I mean, they lost the BCS championship, right. but they went undefeated during the regular season. I mean, it was highly unexpected. He's a good linebacker. I mean, he's not like a Butkus type of linebacker, but he's a good linebacker, and we'll see. It's just totally baffling to me.
You know what ties into this, which I was just reading about recently? I read an article.
What's that?
On that the mayor of D.C.
Yes.
Wants the Redskins to consider changing their name.
Of course. That's been going on for years. Yeah,
but because they want to move the stadium into D.C. proper.
Oh, okay.
And they said as one of the terms of moving the mayor's going to insist that maybe they drop Redskins for something else.
Yeah. So maybe the Redskins move to another city.
And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know, if you think these names don't fit, then you got to review everything.
Yeah.
Like, why is Notre Dame the Fighting Irish at this
point? A lot of people have said that.
I mean, there's like two Irish guys on the team.
A lot of people have asked that. Actually,
most of them are minorities. What, well, black Irish?
Well, there's that whole joke. Were you a Taxi fan? The show Taxi?
No, not that much.
There was one episode where Andy Kaufman's character, Lotka, was watching a football game for the first time, and he goes, I do not understand the names of these teams. He goes, one team is called the Giants, but they are no bigger than the other team. And the other team is called the Redskins, but they are mostly black. But it was like a stupid gimmick. But, well, you know who used to have a big problem with that was our old buddy Tom Casale, who used to do our fantasy show with us at Sirius. And that was one of his big things. And people used to always tell him because he was pro changing the name. He thought it was offensive. He thought that Cleveland Indians should be changed, Atlanta Braves should be changed, Redskins should be changed, Seminoles should be changed. I'm not sure about the Seminoles for one, but I do remember those other ones. And one of the callers asked him, Notre Dame is the Fighting Irish, and he goes, yeah, he goes, but you don't ask other people if they're offended by the name. He goes, you ask the group that they're supposedly representing if they're offended. So he goes, if you ask any Irishman, are you offended by the Fighting Irish thing? They'll all say no.
They'll say no.
But if you ask a Native American or an Indian, like, are you offended by Redskins? They'll say yes.
You know? The only problem with that thinking, though, is you have to realize when people name a team.
You're right.
When you're naming, you're trying to come up with a name that's cool.
Sure.
And you're trying to come up with a name that it works, and you can market it.
Right.
And maybe represents the part of the country you're from.
Right, right.
Nobody came up with the names. Like, I understand, like, if you've ever seen, like, the Cleveland Indians logo, you got the smiling Indian.
Right.
Looks like an idiot.
Well, but it's an offensive caricature, let's be honest.
Well,
Whether it was meant to be or not, but it is.
It wasn't meant to be, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
agree.
Look, nobody names their team something that sucks.
Well, you hope not to, yeah.
No, everybody who comes up with a name for a team is trying to capitalize on, like,
right,
the region they're from, the state they're from, but they want the name to be cool. You want your jersey or your uniform to look cool. You want to be able to sell. You don't want it. Why would you name it something? You know, you're not going to name your team like that.
I don't disagree with you, but I also don't disagree with people who say we're offended. I just say let the market.
What's the offense?
No, but like for me, I don't know, because it doesn't offend me, you know, but if I was a Native American, and I don't mean to fall into, but if I was an Indian here in the U.S., I might be offended by any of these things. I don't know.
Go run a casino.
No, but I mean, I was thinking about it. Like, for example, but the one that really I didn't understand was when the Washington Bullets changed their names.
What's offensive about that?
Exactly. They changed it to the Wizards.
That's stupid.
Because D.C. thought because of their spiraling homicide rate.
The Bullets?
That Bullets was offensive and that they shouldn't be glorifying violence. And it's like, no. They were named the Bullets because bullets represent a speedy object moving at high velocity.
Well, of course. Yeah.
It doesn't mean like we're trying to kill the other team.
Right.
Excuse me.
I don't get all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, and if you do it, then you got to review every team. You can't just weed out the Redskins. Or you're going to have to look at everyone. You even like the Chicago Blackhawks and hockey.
Sure.
And that's, that would be awful. That's one of the coolest looking jerseys. Have you seen the Blackhawks?
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's that. I just passed two guys in the street who are wearing it. That's, that yeah. thing is fantastic.
No, it's a great logo from my vantage point. And again, I'm not trying to do anything. And listen, I'm not even saying there should be laws to do that. I'm not for that. No,
that's what's coming.
No, no. Well, yeah, unfortunately.
That's what's coming.
But that's part of Obama's America, you know, where.
The moment they stop fixing the still for O'Rourke Enterprises, that was the end of it.
Still for O'Rourke Enterprises. You're bringing up the oldies but goodies there, Judo Larian.
Well, you told me to raise
of course
the energy.
Of course, you realize that 99.9% of our audience has no clue what you just referenced.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you don't know what F-Troop is, you're a loser, and you had a horrible childhood. Batman?
Right.
F-Troop?
Right.
Get Smart?
Uh-huh.
And I Dream a Genie.
Nice.
If you'd, and Gigantor.
Oh,
high five.
High five, boom. You saw me reaching up to throw one more in. It was Gigantor.
If you want to
Speed
know
Racer
how
too.
Ridiculous I actually have all the Gigantors on DVD.
There you go.
So if you ever want me to lend them to you. Nothing better than Japanese animation. But those shows, F-Troop, Get Smart,
yep.
I Dream a Genie.
Part of our childhood.
Gigantor, Batman. If you watch those shows when you get, you had a very happy childhood.
Now, what was better than, say, Gigantor?
I don't know. I love
Gigantor.
Let's go Gigantor. Like with that box.
Did you build your own Gigantor control box out of a shoebox and straws?
No.
That's what I did. I built it and I, you know, you built it, put tin around it.
No, but what?
Ting, 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 ting.
What I did, which I've told everybody when I was a kid, I went, when I was like 6 years old, I went to some Halloween party at four.
Okay.
And my brother took from the baseball, from Yankee Stadium, one of those, you know, they sell the wooden bats.
Sure.
They're like 15 inches long.
Yeah.
He took that and he put a shoebox around it and he taped it with like masking, really hard.
Yeah.
And he gave it to me to use as my, and I went to this thing and some kid came up to me dressed as Superman.
Yeah.
And he called Thorson and he's like, he called me a fan. And I clocked him with the and he ran off like crying to his
There mom. You go. That's what Mjolnir should be used for.
Yeah, and of course, for those of you who don't know what Judo at Larry M looks like, I look ridiculous with blonde hair. It is like wig on.
A little Italian guy with long blonde hair.
With long blonde hair. it looked pretty stupid. But
that's fantastic.
The outfit looked cool.
Yeah, but those were great. Like, part of being a kid is like fantastic.
But they don't have that now. Like,
now you sound like my grandfather.
They don't.
Kids don't have that.
They don't. They didn't have their own war to fight in. They're a bunch of losers.
Yeah, Gigantor was great. Speed Racer, remember?
Speed Racer was cool.
Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go! And I'm not talking about the bullshit movie they made a couple of years ago.
No.
I'm talking about the original with the Mach 5, and it had like 1,000 buttons, and it seemed like whatever he needed, all he had to do was press a button,
and
then
the bird that came out of the front.
The bird was awesome.
Yeah, the bird was awesome. Yeah.
The bird was awesome.
Oh yeah, how about Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse?
I remember them.
That was great. The gun that did everything.
Like
everything he needed a gun for. Like, here's the seatbelt gun. Boom. Here's the sponge gun. Here's the vagina gun. He just kept, like, taking the gun. Everything would come out of the gun.
Right. No, the one I remember more was the Dudley Do-Right.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it? The Catch That Pigeon.
Stop the Pigeon.
Stop the Pigeon. That
stop
was it.
The Pigeon.
Stop the Pigeon. Stop that Pigeon now. Wow.
Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
There you go. Dick Muttley. That's the name of the goddamn dog I was thinking of.
The guy used to build them, all the crazy planes.
What was his name?
Clunk or Clunk. It's a whooping. And then the nervous guy would go, he says it's like a tennis ball. Right? And his head would go inside his jacket.
He was
just scared to even speak. Oh, it was hilarious.
But can we agree on one thing? Minute Mouse was gay.
Oh, come on. How come you can say that and I can't talk about Pat Patterson?
I don't know. I have no idea why you're bringing up Pat Patterson at all.
It's just a comparison.
Oh, okay.
Of bringing up names and calling
that have no correlation to anything.
No correlation to
okay,
anything.
Fair enough.
Minute Mouse was gay. Could be.
Yeah, you think so?
Could be.
You know, he does resemble those hamsters that a lot of guys, you know.
Yeah, that you have.
Shove a tube up their ass and then just send them in there.
It's a good way to get rid of the roids, though.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You let them run around in there for a while, put a little cheese up there. Oh, it's nice. Just south of the taint.
The taint.
Speaking of taint.
What about it?
This Manteo.
No, we're done with Manteo. How did we start out with Manteo and end up on, like, Dick Dastardly and Muttley and, like...
Because there's something wrong with you. Remember the Wacky Races with the Slug Brothers? They used to clock each other in the heads with the...
Yeah, see, is that what we're doing?
Missed all that. Now
we're reliving our six-year-old years.
We're reliving.
God damn it, I can't talk. What the fuck's going on, Judah Larian?
Well, you know what happened is... This show, we don't do any pre-show anything.
No.
So
we're just fucking lazy, is what it comes down to.
Drinking the Fody.
Not tonight, though. No Fodies tonight, let's be honest.
No Fodies.
I saw what your pre-game meal was tonight.
Yeah, so what?
I didn't say it was a problem with it, but there were no Fodies involved.
No Fodies.
You had some very healthy orange juice.
Yep.
I had some water. You had a low-cal... Healthy sandwich.
Sandwich.
Because you and I are both giving. Not you so much, but me. Big Fat John has gotten Big Fat Fatter John.
Yes, you are now Super Fat John.
I'm fucking bloatus right now is what I am.
Yeah.
Can you stick your finger up my ass? Maybe that'll relieve some of the pressure.
Well, no, because you're going to bleep half my shit. I'm not helping you out. Fuck you.
All right. All right, Judah Larian.
We're going to take a 2 minute. We're 2 minutes right now. I want 2 minutes of your time. Don't go to break
okay.
yet.
What's
two
that?
2 minutes just to quickly recap what we think is going to happen this week in football.
Okay, go ahead.
2 minutes.
All right, it's a little bit. We usually do sports at the end, but that's okay. Let's mix it up a little bit. What's going on?
Okay, I'm picking the Patriots and the 49ers, and here it is. For the record, I hate all these teams except the Falcons. But I do hate the Falcons head coach. So that's close. I think...
So you have no horse in this race is what you're saying?
No, I don't.
No horse in the race? No dog in the fight?
No, nothing. All I know is that the Patriots are lucky. They actually might win this year.
Okay.
Because they don't have to play the Giants.
Fair enough. That's a good enough assessment.
I'm predicting right now
that
if they make it to the Super Bowl...
Yeah.
During those interviews at some point, Tom Brady will make a joke. He goes, maybe we have a chance this year. We don't have to play the Giants.
Oh, really?
You're predicting that?
Okay.
Along those lines.
So during press week.
Something.
Okay.
You'll see him with a big smile on his face.
All right. Now, you know what's interesting? Last year, I went on the Ron and Fez show on Sirius, and they asked me for my Super Bowl prediction because, as you know, I was the sports consultant for Ron and Fez. And last year, I predicted a Harbaugh Super Bowl.
So
I whiffed on that, but I might be right a year later.
I don't see it happening.
Really?
You know what? I don't like the Ravens, or I don't like Ray Lewis very much, but I know they're going up there, and but you know what? I still don't think they played very well. They could have just as easily lost to the Broncos. They could have just as easily lost. I know they were on the road. They were hostile. But you know what happened? They got a little lucky there right at the end. They tied it up fine, and you know they showed some moxie. I'm going to give them that.
Manning choked again.
Right. But Manning, you know, and here's what, this is what flashed into my head. I mean, I don't mean to be a homer because I am a Giants fan, but I saw Peyton Manning throw that interception in overtime, double overtime, I guess.
Right? Yeah, well, basically,
kind of like the second, it really was, right? They played an overtime period.
But I think that was just because they were taking their time. But whatever,
The point is, the first thing that flashed into my mind was back in 2007 when the Giants were playing the Packers in negative 24 degree weather and
in the championship game.
And far through that interception in overtime to Corey Webster.
Right.
It looked weak. It looked slow.
Desperate.
And he looked old and like, oh, get me off this field.
Right.
And he just looked tired. I know these are great players.
I have
nothing but respect. I actually like Peyton Manning very much. But I saw that throw and I was like, wow.
It was a horrible throw. It was across his body. Yeah, it was against the grain.
But he had nothing on it.
It had no chance.
You know, and they made a big deal about the interception. I was like, I could have picked that up.
It was a bad pass.
It was just a bad throw. And I was like, And, you know, they could have just as easily lost.
Well, you know what it is.
The Patriots actually just took care of business.
Sure.
They just made the Texans look
silly.
Silly. This is my only concern for this weekend. The Texans kind of remind me of the Falcons. I know they had a really good record, but I just can't buy into that they're really good.
You weren't really sold. To be honest with you, I was sold more on the Texans than the Falcons. I agree with you. The Falcons...
I'm not sold on either.
Well,
I don't think Schaub is big time.
No, no, don't get me wrong. I wasn't sold on the Texans going to the Super Bowl. But if you told me which of the two teams is quote unquote more legitimate, I would have said the Texans. But the thing about the Falcons, I agree with you. I just don't, and they may end up winning it all, Because they do have those two really good receivers, and Matt Ryan is a pretty good young quarterback. But I don't believe in their defense, and I don't believe in Mike Smith, their head coach. A lot of people take umbrage with me saying this. I think he's a horrible head coach.
I said I don't like him.
Yeah. No, but I don't mean I don't like, I know you don't like him, but I mean
his coaching.
His coaching. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know him.
I mean, I don't like his coaching. I don't think he's very smart. I think he makes dumb decisions. But I just don't see. I like the Niners in the NFC.
Oh yeah,
I like them.
But the Falcons are in the same boat with the Ravens. They could have just as easily lost that game too.
I agree. But the issue with the Ravens is I think they're better coached. I think Harbaugh is a good coach for them, a good head coach.
He's all right.
And I think they do have that emotional thing with Ray Lewis. I know you don't like him, but you know those guys on the team love him. You know he's their leader and everything. And here's the key. Here's always the key with Tom Brady. If you can knock him around a little bit, he plays horribly.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why the Giants have won, even though they were both close games. My full belief
is they completely got him out of his comfort.
Right, they put somebody in his face. They rush the passer. That's how the Giants beat him those 2 years. If you stay back and play like weird defense against him and shit like that, he's going to pick you apart. And they have way too many weapons,
right?
Especially on offense.
And he does tend to get rid of the ball quickly.
Yeah, and if you remember last year. The Ravens should have beat the Patriots last year.
Dropped the pass.
Yeah, it was, and the kicker missed that chip shot field goal to tie the game. It was
but the touchdown thing was worse.
Yeah, it was worse
because not only is it the game, he had it.
Yeah, it was Lee Evans.
It's not like, for instance, even when Wes Welker dropped that pass in the Super Bowl against the Giants, that would have set them up.
Yep,
like he had to reach across his body a little. He had to reach up in the air. Like, all right. It wasn't. I mean,
he should have made.
He's probably made that catch a million times in his life, but it was not totally easy.
Right, right.
And this thing was not only was easy; it was in the end zone.
He had it in his hands.
You know, you had it. That's the game.
Yeah, that was Lee Evans, by the way. But so already from last year, we know they can hang with them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, both teams are slightly different makeup from last year, but
they got that Vereen guy now playing.
They've got Vereen, they've got Ridley, who's their starting running back, who's very good. The offense is beyond question.
There's some player personnel job up there.
I agree. The defense has been playing better, but I'd like that AFC game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think it could go either way. I prefer to see the Ravens over the Patriots, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like to see a Harbaugh Super Bowl. I think that would be another good story in there. I think it's a good matchup between teams.
That's going to suck for their parents.
Yeah, well, they always show up with the jersey that's half of one and half of the other. Did you ever see that gimmick?
Yeah, I know, but whatever you do, you're going to be unhappy because one of your kids is going to be a loser.
Yeah.
And that stinks.
Well, Jim Harbaugh seems to be the bigger dick of the two.
Oh, he's a douche.
The guy from the 49ers.
What a crybaby.
He's a fucking piece of
shit. It looks like every play he's just complaining about things.
Yeah, he's always crying, complaining. I mean, he's a smart coach, obviously. He's an innovative coach. I understand all that. And let's be honest. He had a pair of brass balls to start Kaepernick and sit Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah.
When Alex Smith had a 90-something passer rating.
Yeah, no,
it's not like the guy was blowing.
No, he was winning games.
Yeah, I agree.
But my picks, I think in Foxborough, in the filthy weather, I think Brady and the guys get it done.
Okay, so you're saying...
But a close one.
You're saying Ravens...
No, Patriots.
Patriots.
49ers.
You're going Pats 49ers?
I'm going Pats 49ers in the Super Bowl.
All right, I'm going to go Ravens Niners.
Okay, so Ravens, neither of us are picking the Falcons.
No one's picking the Falcons. And
but now, what happens if they win?
What happens if the Falcons win?
Does it change your view? If they get past a team like the 49ers, remember the Giants played them last year in the NFC Conference game in San Francisco in that filthy rain and the mud
and they barely won in overtime. Yeah,
and yeah. I mean,
it took two fumbles. It took two fumbles for the Giants to win.
Yeah,
meaning that guy, the kick returner for the Niners.
But everybody always says that. But you know what the problem with that is? If you look at the 49ers side of it, that game, their team, their whole scoring, everything really just came down to two nice passes to Vernon Davis.
No, I understand
that they didn't do.
They've improved this year, obviously.
No, they're a better team. I'm happy that the Giants plays didn't work out.
And the defense is a lot better for the Niners this year.
Fantastic.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
So I'm going, if the Falcons beat the Niners, then I think their chances depend on who's on the AFC side.
Because I think they're probably a better matchup against the Patriots.
Yes.
I think the Ravens with their crazy D, and I think that's a tough game.
So I think the Ravens present a tougher challenge for
the Falcons.
The Falcons and the Patriots present a bigger challenge for the Niners. I'm sorry, for the Falcons as well. Yeah. But I think, you know what it is. I just think the Falcons are the weaker team.
Yeah, they are. I mean, this should be a game that the 49ers win by like 10 points. That's
easily,
what I'm thinking.
Easily.
I'm thinking like 30 to 20.
Yeah. I mean, their major weapons, so they've had no running game this year, the Falcons. Their major weapons are going to be those two great wide receivers, White and Gonzalez. And Gonzalez in the middle, right. But those two wide receivers, Julio Jones
Roddy White.
There you go. Keep wrestling on the mind. But Roddy White is really good. Julio Jones, he's proving that he was worth those two first-round picks.
Oh, he's huge.
He's awesome. Matt Ryan is good. Michael Turner and Jizz Rogers, so-so.
Okay. Rogers might have a future.
But Gonzalez. Turner's older. But Gonzalez, the only compelling story there is if he wins the Super Bowl, he retires.
He retires. And
it's the same thing as Ray Lewis.
He finally gets to win a Super Bowl. You know, that actually annoyed me. I remember... Have you ever done this? Like, sometimes I have some Christmas stuff.
Sure.
Like some Christmas bulbs, and I wrap them up in old newspapers.
Sure, sure.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
I was unraveling something the other day.
Yeah.
And I just saw this. It was
a cock?
Little bit... Could you not tell the joke?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're so gay for me. I was unraveling this piece of paper. And
sure.
It had the part of a little sports article that I must have been reading. From,
The
Post from like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it turns out, and I forgot this. This is my only criticism of my general manager, Jerry Reese, who I love very much.
Of the Giants.
Apparently, and you probably remember this, Gonzalez was offered to the Giants first for like a fourth or a third or something like that. What did it say? A fourth.
Did you remember me telling you they should have pulled the trigger?
And they didn't do it. And I'm looking at this article, and I'm like, oh, wow. And I was like, that's like 4 years ago. Like whenever he went
and he's still playing.
The Chiefs to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he's playing at a very high level.
Yeah.
And I remember, I was just looking, I was like, oh, wow, we should have picked him up for sure.
I remember telling you at the time, the Giants were offered him, and I said, even if they get 2 years out of him, it's worth the deal.
Yeah.
Take it. Because you're not going to get a fourth round pick with that kind of impact.
No, not at all.
And it was when Shockey left, right? So I said they should replace Shockey with Gonzalez. Do it now. They're in the middle of a run.
Yep.
And that wasn't that the year Plaxico left them, too?
Is that the year he shot himself?
No, that he got hurt. Yeah.
No.
The year he got hurt. Wasn't there a year he got hurt?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, a bullet. I'm sure there's some pain involved.
Right.
Unless you're stupid like he is. But
speaking of pain, did I tell you what happened to me this past weekend?
Yes, go ahead.
What?
Let's see. What happened to
just
John?
Yes. You're just like, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to work with the story.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's see. Let me see if I can guess. Because if it's you, it's something happened to you. It has to be something that just irritated you. So either your neighbor's an asshole or a bus driver pissed you off. Which is it this time?
Neither, actually. Actually, both. But I was thinking of something else. No, I was going to say, for the last month or so, I've been walking around with a dislocated shoulder without knowing it.
Nice.
Nice, you fuck. I'm in pain here.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, it wasn't a complete dislocation, but it was enough where I was feeling pain. So I went to the chiropractor saying, hey, you know, I feel some pain. Is there something? Too much jerking off. Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Left-handed
or right-handed?
Right-handed, but it was my left shoulder. Sorry,
you must be really yanking it.
I know, hard. It's coming out the other end. So I went to the chiropractor and basically popped it back into place. And by the way, if you want to see Big Fat John and all his big fat 300 pounds go through the roof, literally from a sitting position.
Wow!
Holy shit! It felt like there was lightning shooting out of my eyeballs when he popped it into place.
How big was the hole in the ceiling?
As big as my head, I guess. But I mean, I've broken my leg playing football when I was younger. Obviously dropped on my head a couple of times when I was wrestling in school.
Right.
I'm telling you, no pain. It came close to the pain of popping this shoulder back into place.
How does it feel right now?
Pretty good. A little stiff, but you know, like a cock. But no, it's painful. But I mean, I can't even tell you, man. Just like popping it back into place and having...
You know how you...
That's the thing. I have absolutely no idea how it would have become dislocated to begin with. Or partially dislocated, whatever the fuck it was.
I had a similar thing like that.
What'd you have?
I had this weird thing where I'd wake up every morning and my hair would be in a funny position.
Really?
And I had to get it back into place.
And I'm sitting here like an asshole, waiting on every word coming out of his mouth. Like that, like my friend has a serious medical condition.
He's waiting to hear how I screwed my ankle back on.
Yeah.
My hair got a little messy.
Yeah. Here's
kind of like your shoulder.
Here's what I think of that story. Hold on a second. Hold on. What do you think of that?
Oh.
That's what I think of your story.
Are foul.
What?
You are foul.
What?
You are foul like Cuomo's gun dance.
Oh, shit. Now you're going to get me going on that.
Why not? It's a white riot show.
But seriously, let's stop about sports. Let's stop talking about my farts or anything like that.
Are we done with sports?
Sure, why not?
We didn't say who we thought would win the Super Bowl. Well, we'll hold on to that.
We'll do it next week.
Oh, we'll do it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So, Obama's executive orders, Andrew Cuomo, and the New York legislature, once again proving that when it comes to shit, the best thing to do if you're a liberal is use the Constitution to wipe your ass.
Douchebags.
Did you see what's been passed?
Yes.
It's horrible.
It's sick.
Well, you tell me. You're the arms expert here, being in the business over there. New York State, let's start off with our home state here. Some of the most restrictive, most liberty-destroying laws ever.
Well, they're capitalizing on the, you know, all the shootings.
Yeah.
Especially now the Sandy Hook thing.
Absolutely.
So this has now become a crusade. Obama and Biden have been speaking out against it. I even saw comments from Obama the other day where he was saying, he goes, well, there are going to be people who say that this is big tyrannical government taking your freedom so they can gin up fear.
Right.
That was his comment on it. And that idiot Biden standing behind him.
Yeah.
Like some kiss ass, just nodding his head. And, you know, this ties into the whole thing. And now Cuomo's passing his gun bill, and it's going to be...
Do you realize how stupid that gun bill was? I mean, first of all, the legislature had to pass a law that waived the requirement that any bill has to be under public review for 60 days. Do you realize... Yeah, so most bills, according to the New York State legislature, law, the Constitution of New York State... is that when you have a law or a bill up for proposal, there's a 60-day review period.
Okay.
For the public to comment, contact their legislatures, whatever.
Assuming they give a shit.
Right. This thing, the first thing the legislature did was waive that for this particular law.
Right. So they could just
ram it right through. And then do you know when they voted on it? Midnight.
Yep. I heard about that.
So first of all, you've got this Machiavellian shit taking place, which, by the way, had any Republican done this, we'd all be hearing about Nazis and fascism and shit like that. The second thing is, all these ridiculous, irrelevant arguments like, well, this bans semi-automatic rifles, this bans too many rounds in the clip. Like, so now they're limiting it to seven bullets in a magazine, which from our good friend Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony show, we've learned, there's no such thing as a seven-bullet magazine.
Right.
It's either 10 or 5. So by lowering it to 7, what have you essentially lowered it to? 5.
You made it 5, and you're wiping out all the 10.
Yeah.
And what has that got to do? See, this is what drives me crazy. What does that have to do with legal gun owners?
Nothing.
What does this have to do with people who are just going to gun ranges and shooting targets or going hunting? This has
or
nothing.
Just want a fucking gun in the house.
Yeah, for protection. What has this got to do? What has this got to do with stopping crime? This isn't going to stop crime. I can tell you whatever.
No,
crime
you know what it will do though?
It's going to increase crime.
It's going to increase crime. Do you know why?
Absolutely.
Because part of this is that you also have to register your guns again.
Right.
So New York State wants you to re-register your guns within a year that fall into these certain categories. They also want you to register them and inform them when you sell it privately to someone else.
No.
So now New York State is setting up this system where a lot of people who are gun owners, let's assume they just don't know about this law or if it's too confusing for them or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're taking a class of law-abiding citizens and turning them into, like, criminals for no reason.
Right.
By doing nothing, you've turned them into criminals.
Right. But this says nothing about criminals.
No.
They're not going to register their guns. They don't give a shit. They're criminals.
Right. Those criminals aren't going to give a shit. But I'm saying you're taking law-abiding people and turning them into criminals because you're passing these ridiculous laws. By the way, you know what's interesting? I just read today.
What?
Because Cuomo and his like cabal of like fascist loving fucking assholes in the legislature passed this thing in 3 hours with no review or anything, they legislated against cops and state troopers.
Oh.
Meaning that every gun issued to a trooper and a cop in New York State has a 15-bullet magazine.
Right, which is more than seven.
And they did not put any exemptions in the law
right.
for state officers like, yeah. and for the police.
That's just being an incompetent fucking assholes. And they really
way to go, Cuomo. And why do people always bring up the hunting argument? Like, why do people say, well, you don't need an AR-15. You don't need a magazine with 15 bullets in it to go hunting. And I'm like, why do you bring that up?
Yeah.
Why? They, I don't because, understand. Because what does they, it have they, to do
they,
with anything?
Because they think they're making an argument about how impractical it is. And that if you can establish that it's impractical, then you don't need it.
It's horrible.
That's ridiculous. The only thing this thing got right is you're not allowed to print people's names and addresses and who has a gun anymore.
Like, oh, really? Like yeah, that, like that stupid journal, newspaper. Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
journal did.
Oh, which, by the way, did you notice that there have been three crimes that have been, where have been directly related to criminals
right.
looking up that fucking map, figuring out where guns were stored, right. going and stealing them?
Right. I'm not surprised.
Right? So yeah. what did you do by that so-called their concern for the community?
Yeah, you helped
you
people
told,
commit crime.
You
yeah.
put more guns in the hands of illegal, you've taken legal guns and made them illegal guns by putting them in the hands of criminals that are not going to listen to whatever the fuck Cuomo said has to be done about guns.
Plus, you had whoever these people are, these three families, wherever they had yeah. to have their house broken into.
Yeah.
And they got to deal with all those issues.
And that trauma and
that's
everything.
It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. So at least they're putting a stop to that. But this is a mess. It's not going to accomplish anything. It's going to give a certain amount of liberals a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Because they actually think that this is going
to
work.
Well, they're liberals. You don't expect them to think things through. But I've had this argument on Facebook all day today. Somebody saying to me, well, if we could save one more life. Please. Can we stop with that bullshit?
That's the argument behind the seatbelt law.
Yeah.
If it stops one person going through the dashboard.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. You know I never wear my seatbelt. Fuck you.
Yep.
If I want to wear it, I'll wear it. Why is it a law? Why are you giving me a $110 ticket in New York State for not wearing a seatbelt? Yep.
I've said this on this show.
Yeah.
If you're driving a car and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, if I'm not wearing my seatbelt, whose life am I endangering other than my own?
No, but if you're the passenger, you don't get a ticket. Ironically enough.
Yeah, but why would you make a law saying that I would have to be wearing?
Exactly.
Who am I endangering other than myself? They talk about it like you're going to go through the windshield
like a
missile and
yeah.
kill somebody.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, but that's not the point. The point is...
Well,
helmet laws, seatbelt laws, all bullshit. It's an example of a nanny state.
Yeah.
And it's for your own good. Therefore, it's okay if you give up your rights. It's right. okay. Because, you know why? Because it's for your own good, Juno Lariam.
Because we're looking out for you.
And it's
you're stupid. And
yeah.
You can't live your own life. You can't have a drink with more
right.
than 22 ounces
right.
of crap in it.
Right.
And they don't want you now.
Yeah.
They were even talking about they don't want to stop. They want to stop people from having butter on their popcorn.
Yeah. Salt.
Like, well, I mean,
salt in New York. Fucking Queen Bloomberg and all her shit. I can't stand her.
I got to tell you, the only thing of all these, you know, do-gooder,
yeah.
you know, coerce your behavior shit, the only thing that I've ever agreed with a little bit, I have to admit, I do agree with, is the smoking stuff. Because when I go into a restaurant, I don't want smoke in my face. I don't want it all over me.
See, I don't agree with you because I'll tell you why. I'm not a smoker either. You know that.
If I got bronchitis,
I'm a non-smoker. You know that. Never smoked.
You smoked a bologna pony.
Well... That doesn't actually cause smoke, though. No, but my point is, why not let the free market decide? Let bar owners who think their clientele wants smoking, let them have smoking in their bar. People, how many times have we picked the bar back when smoking was allowed in public places?
Right.
How many times have you and I, when we want to get a beer after the show or something, we go to a place that we knew had no smoking in it?
Well,
because it was clearer.
Well, yes, but there weren't many places like that. You had to really go and like...
But then you know what? The market's spoken. Do you know what I'm saying? The market has spoken. That's my thing. You know, like, and honestly, you surprised me a little bit because as a libertarian who's like pro drug legalization and shit, you know, it's inconsistent.
Oh, but I don't care if you smoke. You can walk down the street and smoke.
Yeah.
You can go outside the building and smoke. You can go home and smoke yourself to death.
Yeah.
What I would prefer is that if I'm sitting next to you in some restaurants, the tables are right on top of each other, and I'm eating my meal, I don't want your smoke wafting through my face.
Understood. Understood. But do you pass a law for that, or
well,
do you just?
I didn't say you should.
Or do you just take?
I just said that that's not the worst of it. These other things are, I think, really are really infringements because even if you tell people you can't smoke like in a bar, you can still smoke. You can go outside and smoke.
But the gun Nazis would tell you that they're not telling you not to have a gun. They're just telling you which guns not to have. I mean, they would make the same argument. To me, once you infringe a liberty, there's no turning back. And it gets worse every time, unfortunately. Look, I'd like to think that I'm being a high-minded...
I bet cigarettes kill more people than guns.
Of course they do. Fucking hammers kill more people than guns. Did you see the FBI statistic?
Yeah.
They said the laws that supposedly... folks, if you don't believe Big Fat John, go to the FBI website. In 2011, so-called semi-automatic assault rifles killed 356 people in this country. By the way, 356 people out of a nation of over 311 million.
Right.
Okay? So it's not that big a problem to begin with.
Right.
But even given that, do you know how many people were bludgeoned to death by a hammer?
4,000.
In an assault? 460.
Oh, 460.
My point is, it was more than the rifle. You don't see people saying Black & Decker should ban ball peen hammers.
Yeah. Well, I do.
But that's like liberal logic. Oh, on Twitter this week, I've been putting up liberal equivalent, well, liberal logic.
They hate guns.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Big Fat John did his own research.
Okay.
And here's a fact. All these are facts. Did you know, Judo Larry M., that if we aborted every non-Asian male baby, we could reduce murder by 98.86%?
If you say that again?
See? You're thinking about it. I see the light bulb over your head.
Yeah, okay. Say it again so it keeps blinking.
Yes. According to FBI statistics.
Yeah, okay.
If we aborted.
Aborted.
Every non-Asian male baby.
Okay. Whites, blacks, Hispanics.
Everybody but Asians.
Right. Okay.
We would reduce the number of murders in this country by 98.86%. Now, if you're worried about doing something that saves the life of just one more child, here's a way where if you aborted all those other babies, murder would drop by 98.86%.
Hmm.
And by the way, I'm not making that number up.
That's food for thought.
Think about it. Of course we're not going to think about it because it's stupid. But that's the same logic you're applying to guns. You're taking legal gun owners who haven't done anything wrong, and you're taking their guns away. Why? They haven't done anything wrong. And the logic there is, well, if we take all the guns out of everybody's hands, there won't be any Sandy Hook shootings anymore. Well, guess what? There aren't that many to begin with.
Right.
Statistically speaking.
It's just that they're horrible.
It's like the same people who tell me, well, you know, whenever you hear the abortion debate, and I'm not going to get into it, the thing you always hear about it goes, well, we have to keep all abortions legal because of incest and rape. Look it up. Do you know how many abortions are because of incest and rape? Less than 1%.
So I
don't care which side of the argument you fall on, but to bring that up as the reason why is ridiculous. Mm. Same thing here. You're talking about what? Like, okay, let's ban whatever. You know, it's ridiculous. It's horrible. It's stupid. And what's worse is, so it's bad enough in New York.
Just the cigarettes.
Yeah, right? It's bad enough in New York as it is with all this nonsense, and the law was so poorly written that they now have to go back and write an amendment to the law they just passed so that cops don't have to arrest themselves for carrying government-issued weapons, okay? Here's the other one. Did you know that as part of all of Obama's nonsense, when he had all those little kids surrounding him on stage as he announced this, which, by the way, is the basest, lowest form of political theater, taking kids who have been traumatized supposedly by these shootings and putting them up on stage with you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Obama. Fuck you, Biden. Okay?
Yeah.
But even beyond that is when they now have said that Obamacare is insisting that doctors do two things. One, Obamacare makes it legal and through executive order is making it okay for doctors to discuss gun ownership as part of health care with their patients.
That's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. Because, and there's a lot of reasons why. Doctor-patient confidentiality.
But why would that
What the fuck
up?
Does it have to
but
do?
What does it have to do?
Yeah, if I go check my prostate, why are they asking me about if I own guns?
You mean when I go in for my taint polishing?
Taint polishing. They can ask you about guns. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
And I almost understand why they did this, but I'm still disturbed by it.
All right.
If you go to a psychologist and say something like, you know, doc, I'm feeling a lot of rage this week.
Okay.
That doctor can interpret that to mean that you're dangerous. Combined with the prior question of do you own guns or not, he can then rat you out. And the FBI or your local authorities have every right now to do background checks, follow you around, wiretap you, surveillance, everything. In other words, it becomes a catch-all for them to fuck you over. And I know you're, oh, John, you sound like Alex Jones or whatever. But think about it, motherfuckers. All, each and every one of you that complained about the Patriot Act that allowed search and seizure without a warrant and shit like that. Yeah. Why aren't you up in arms around this? I was against the Patriot Act for that reason.
Yeah, I was too.
Okay? As much as I'm pro-liberty, pro-anti-terrorist and all that shit, I realized that the very least we could ask was for a judge's warrant in those cases. Okay, fine. We don't have to go through trial or anything.
Yeah.
Fine. At least get a fucking warrant the way you would with anything else.
Right.
Okay?
Of course.
Now, because it's Obamacare, which is already, as far as I'm concerned, shitting on the Constitution, now you have the ability where these doctors, as part of healthcare, can now look at you and say, hey, General Larry M., did you go shooting last week? Yeah. Oh, you have guns? Yeah. And then 3 weeks later, fuck Obama.
I'm a little pissed off today.
Right. Yeah. Oh, let's call the FBI. This guy's a danger to himself and others. And you already have kids that are doing the, you know, making the finger shooting right? There have been kids kicked out of school for that.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about high schoolers going, I'm going to blow your way, motherfucker. I'm talking about third graders playing cops and robbers with their fingers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What the fuck's happening to this country? Yeah. And it's all in the name of safety, because you know, Judah Lariam, if we could just save one more life.
If we could save one more boring asshole. But I've been saying this for years, though. I've been telling you that we've just been drifting more and more towards that people just... And look, they don't object. I mean, some people
object,
but yeah. I think they just want to be.
And the beauty of it is, if you want to be a sheep in my system, in my worldview, go ahead and be a sheep.
Go ahead and be a sheep.
I'm not telling you not to be a sheep, but why are you forcing me to be a sheep?
Don't force me to be a sheep.
Maybe some of us want to be wolves.
Yeah. No, I understand. I didn't know that about the healthcare thing, though.
Oh, yeah. Read it over.
The only thing, though, is I... I don't think that's going to happen very often. But
why not?
Well, because I don't see doctors doing that.
Guess what? For abusive shit, it happened to me when I went for my checkup. Doctor looked at me and said, are you part of an abusive relationship? I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, you know, sometimes spouses might be involved in the abusive relationship, and I want you to know it's okay. This is a safe zone if you wanted to. And I'm like, first of all, you know, did you notice that I'm a dude? Why are you asking me if my wife is beating me, you dumb fuck? You know. And secondly, if she were beating me, the last person in the world, is the last thing I would do is make it public.
Right. Why am I telling you?
Why am I telling you, you dumb fuck? But that's been worked into it already. You know, that they want to learn because they want to... Because, you know, Judah Lariam, if we could just save one woman from being beaten, it's worth it.
Yeah. See, you know, they're not...
This country is...
But they're not dealing with criminals. They're not dealing with the issue of mental illness. They're not dealing with a lot of the larger issues here.
Just all bullshit.
They think that, like I said, I think they really think there's a... They're going to get a tremendous sense of false security.
Well, Texas already said any federal official that tries to enforce these bullshit gun regulations will be arrested in Texas.
Really?
Yeah, they already said that. Governor Perry said, you come here and try to peddle that shit here in Texas... You will be arrested by state police. And they've already started an ad campaign targeting New Yorkers saying, if you're a gun owner in New York and you want to live free and not have your liberties infringed, come to Texas.
That's actually a very smart move.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, if Texas wasn't in the South, I might consider it. The only problem with Texas is it's full of Southerners. All right. Keep the hate mail to yourself. You know what, Judah Lariam? It's already been over an hour.
Has it really?
Yeah. And I'm getting to that point where I have to get out of here because I'm tired.
I have to think about this healthcare thing that you
look
just
it up. Seriously, look
about.
It over.
And I got to think about Manteo's hoax girlfriend.
A little bit early. I didn't sign off yet. All right. Until next week. This is Big Fat John.
And Jude Larry. And
peace. Bitches.
Join us every week at www.whiteriotshow.com to follow the latest exploits of Big Fat John and Judo Larry M. This is Mark, the man with the golden voice. And I'm not wearing any pants.